it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. BetMGMNetwork.com, our YouTube and Twitch pages as well. We have the links up on social media as well, bet_sweats on X. All right, Sam, case of the Mondays for those that are just jumping in for NFL season. This is when we basically complain about everything that happened over the weekend that really bothered us, that really pissed us off. And, you know, I just sat for 30 seconds, thought about it, and I wrote down like four or five things. Like immediately, there's so much going on yesterday. I love the NFL season. Why don't you start us off? What you got?
It was a very frustrating college Saturday for me in the sense that I thought I made three bets and two of them were handicapped right. I'm not making excuses. I'm just telling you how I feel. When Texas Tech is a 48-point favorite, is up 55-0, you think you're probably going to cover that game, right? Feel good about it. And then Texas Tech decides we're going to let Kent State score twice. The second score came after Texas Tech's third-string running back fumbled, and then Kent State pounced on it, scored a touchdown. Texas Tech 62, Kent State 14. 48. You push. Joe, they were covering at halftime. Now, that's what you get when you lay big numbers. But I thought that was going to be a 70 piece or more. And Tech just kind of stopped putting the foot down on the ground and does not cover. Then I get people sending me tweets about, oh, well, I laid 48.5 or I laid 49. And it's like, okay, well, that essentially is my fault because I was talking about Tech on this show on Friday and there were 48s available. But I think BetMGM had a 48.5. And this book had a 49. And I remember saying on the show on Friday, I would lay up to 49. I did say that. So that is my responsibility. Even though I laid 48 and pushed, it just sucks. It sucks to be in that spot because it's my fault that people made that bet. I think it was the right bet. Clearly, when they're up, what were they up at half? 49-0 at half? And then you would think that that would continue against the worst team in FBS. It just sucks. It's unfortunate. I feel bad for people that laid 48.5 and 49. I think it was the right size. It was the wrong shape. And then I got a very nice DM. You know, I'm not going to read what it said, but it was about the Kansas pick that I had on Saturday. And Kansas, I talked about on this show and in my newsletter, Kansas plus 6.5. By kickoff, that line is 5. There was a 4.5. So I did my job, felt like at least I did my job. And then Kansas is up 31-28 with 5 minutes to go, catching 6.5, Joe. How does that lose? Oh, well, Mizzou scored a touchdown, and then Kansas had a third down drop. And then while Mizzou needs one first down to end the game because they get the first down, Kansas is out of timeouts and we do knee, 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 and it's over. No, Mizzou busted a 63-yard touchdown. And Mizzou wins 42-31. And the sentiment is, nice call on Kansas. Yeah. And it's just so annoying because I don't think those games could have been handicapped any better. And I push and lose, so 0-1-1, but if you tail tech at a bad number, you went 0-2. And again, it's my responsibility. I feel very bad about it. It's gambling, man. This stuff happens. Like, I thought Tech was capped perfectly. Everything we talked about happened until the third string running back fumbled and Kent State scored a second touchdown. And then the Kansas one, I mean, you're going to see that tonight on Bad Beats. That's a horrible, horrible beat. Plus 6.5, you're up 3 with 5 minutes to go, and you don't cover 6.5. Just a brutal, weird Saturday.
Bad Beats was awesome last week. Like, SVP was ready to go. So I can't imagine what it's going to be like tonight. Good call reminding me that that's going to be on. Got to stay up after the Monday Night Football game to make sure that we watch that. All right. My first case of the Mondays is on something that we all won together, that most of the country won together. Because no matter what pick you made, unless you're a complete moron, you're still alive in Survivor. And I think that's a very good thing. We all like the chaos, especially if it's not on our picks. But it leaves a bad taste in your mouth if you spend a lot of money and you're out in week number one. You don't even get a second week to get excited about Survivor. And what I'm talking about is the Denver game. We won the game, but I'm still annoyed how it all went down. I didn't bet the side, but it's like, how do the Titans cover when they had 7 first downs the entire game? How do the Titans cover when they had 133 total yards in the game? Well, it's twofold. Bo Nix sucked. So I don't know if we're going to see that regression. We did yesterday. We saw 4 turnovers from the Broncos. And Sean Payton is mentally ill. I don't know what he was doing with some of his thought process yesterday. Like, and people were like tweeting me, and it kind of looked that way. Like, oh, Sean Payton has the Titans on the spread. Sean Payton did not take his Broncos in Survivor, because that's what it looked like. Ridiculous. You had bad coaching on the Tennessee side. We're used to that. They were just giving away points at the end of the first half to Denver. Don't understand that, but I was thankful for it because we needed a Broncos win. But what Sean Payton was doing, there's 1:05 left in the game. It's 20-12, okay? You have a 1-score lead. You're at the Tennessee 36. You're in Denver. You have a better chance of kicking and making a long field goal than anywhere else. This is your home stadium. 4th down from the 36, you have an opportunity to make it a 2-score game, go up 11, make it officially over. Yeah, it's a longer field goal, but no, let's go for it on 4th and long. With the way that Bo Nix was playing yesterday, they go for it, incomplete. So then what happens? You're giving Cam Ward, with all the potential in the world, one more opportunity to come back, force overtime. And if he had a normal set of receivers, maybe he does. His receivers were dropping everything. He was finding them open over the middle, firing it in there, and they kept dropping it. It was worse than what we saw at a CeeDee Lamb the other day. But I don't know what Sean Payton was thinking. Maybe we need to hesitate a little bit because he gets so much credit as a great head coach and all this and that. I don't know. Based on what I saw yesterday with his in-game decision-making, I thought it was very poor, and we were all very lucky to get out of there with a Broncos win against most opponents yesterday. Maybe 28 to 30 opponents. The Broncos lose that game, but because they're facing the Titans, they end up winning it.
Very strange decisions in that game, for sure, by Sean Payton. And the fact that they had the ball around midfield up 8 with a top 5 defense, some would say even better, and he decides that he's going to go for it, that was wild. You have the number 1 pick in the draft in that building, in the altitude, against that defense, and you can pin him inside the 10, and you want to gamble.
He made the worst decision.
It honestly felt like Dan Campbell was coaching the Broncos yesterday. It did, because he does dumb stuff all the time, Dan Campbell. And when he wins, that's part of the fabric. That's part of our identity. Ah. No, it's not. It's stupid. And Sean Payton coached stupid. But that said, I texted Paul because I was watching the end of the game because Paul had a great bet. He had Titans plus 9, I think. 8.5 or 9. And you're feeling good because you're really never out of it. And then Payton takes the home run ball. That was the cover ball. That's what that play was. It was the booster play. Let's cover for the boosters in college. And took that shot, and I'm like, oh no, Paul! And I texted Paul.
Paul!
I'm like, dude, Payton. I'm like, Payton just went for your throat, Paul. Right? You watched it? You saw it?
Game was insane.
I said something. Look, so a couple things. I love you guys, but I only had 1 of 13 entries on the Broncos. I was fully against the Broncos, and I was also on the Titans, like, obviously correlated. I said something back to Sam. I don't know. Can I say Sean Payton's a dick?
But yes.
Yeah.
Also, you just did.
So I think you guys were off during the summer when I said this. Look, Sean Payton has a Super Bowl in New Orleans. That was a long time ago. When's the last thing Sean Payton won? When's the last thing Sean Payton won? Everyone's just giving him credit to take this mid quarterback to be like elite. Oh, we got his guy, Bo Nix. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I am. You heard it before coming into this game. I'm down on the Broncos. I'm not buying this for a second.
Yeah. You did have it. You had it pegged correctly, no doubt, on Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee was never the wrong side. Even if they didn't cover, that was never the wrong side.
That defense is ferocious, man. Like, I did feel comfortable because a rookie quarterback's got to score a touchdown on that defense. He did not score a touchdown the entire game.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Calvin.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but since we have a minute, it must be brought up because there's somebody who goes at people, friends of ours, goes at touts all the time, and now GRP is a tout. And his first pick, he had all summer to give one pick in week one, and his first pick as a tout was the Miami Dolphins, who were down 30-0 right away. If you don't find the humor in that, nothing is funny.
Yeah. Dude, it was awesome. It
was the worst pick of the day. And I kept going back and forth. It was more of an anti-Indy thing for me. And I talked about it a million times, about how I don't understand why people love Daniel Jones so much. Okay, maybe. He had a great game, but... That Dolphins team looks like they got a lot of quit in them. Like, is it already over? We expect McDaniels to get fired. Is he fired in season? Like, that was my thing. Oh, he lost the team week one. He lost the team in camp. That was my reaction, that this might be an ultimate fade team.
Long, long year coming in South Beach.
I can't wait for the week 2 picks. New bartender?
Bartender went 2-0 yesterday. Easy. Commanders, Sunday night over.
Yeah, oh, man. Killed it. Great calls. All right, we're going to get back to Bears-Vikings next. Jared Payton, a Bears analyst, will drop by. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.